How are teenagers bringing history to life through theater? Nora Worthington, historical partnership director and resident costumer at Baltimore School for the Arts, tells us more.
For 12 years, the Baltimore School for the Arts has partnered with local institutions to animate history through theater arts. As scholars and artists, students have used primary sources to focus the stories they feel should be brought to life. A project this year, Between the Shelves, focuses on people who could have crossed paths in the Enoch Pratt Free Library of the 1880s. Students have created monologues and scenes based on their research at the Central Branch and the Maryland Historical Society. This spring, students will perform these pieces with costumes, graphics, props, and set pieces created by stage design and production students. Founder Enoch Pratt wanted his institution to be a free circulating public library, open to all citizens, regardless of property or color. As Marylanders established major cultural and educational institutions during this period, the drive for public education motivated many Baltimoreans. The generation that had lived through the Civil War and the following generation looked for ways to reinvent their city and its institutions. This project explores some of the lesser-known aspects of Maryland history. It brings to life issues that everyday citizens have confronted and continue to confront. Although the names of many institutions like Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, the Enoch Pratt Free Library, the Walters Art Museum, and Morgan State University may be familiar to us now, they were part of Baltimore's reimagining in the 1880s. One scene explores a separate but equal case of Black women asserting their rights on a local steamboat trip nearly 70 years before Rosa Parks. Other stories include Henrietta Zold's night school education of Russian immigrants, the admission of women and minorities to institutions of higher learning, and the struggle of Baltimore's Black educators to teach in Black public schools. Students have imagined a fascinating crossing of paths in the Central Pratt branch of the 1880s as these diverse individuals roam the stacks looking for materials to further their goals. Looking at these stories can involve confronting challenging material. Some of the most progressive thinkers in women's education were limited in their inclusion of immigrants and minorities. As we look at the choices of people in the past, we challenge ourselves to see the prejudices we might bring to our own time. BSA writers worked with professional mentors in revising their work this winter, and now actors are rehearsing. Stage design and production students are researching, designing, and creating costumes, graphics, props, and set pieces. Free public performances at the Walters Art Museum and the Pratt Library will happen in April. All performances include a talkback with the student writers, researchers, actors, and designers.
This project is funded with a grant from Maryland Humanities. Learn more about Baltimore School for the Arts at bsfa.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Sarah Weissman.